Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. And this was first broadcast on Sunday the 27th of November 2022. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Idris, VK7ZIR. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequencies, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 7.14 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14.13 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 MHz by Justin, VK7TW. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. Contest news, WIA Spring VHF UHF Field Day. This weekend is the WIA Spring VHF UHF Field Day, starting from 0100 UTC Saturday 26 through till 059 UTC Sunday the 27th of November 2022. There are a huge number of sections and then subsections, so there is something for everybody. The places to look for contacts are the following. 6 metres, 52.525 MHz FM. 2 metres, 146.5 FM. 70 centimetres, 439.0 FM. 23 centimetres, 1296.15 FM. 13 centimetres, 2403.15 FM. 9 centimetres, 3398.15 FM. And on 3 centimetres, that's 10368.15 FM. It's a great day of fun, and there will be many people out and about, so why not allocate some time to come on and exchange some numbers this weekend? You can rework stations after 2 hours. The usual logging programs support the contest, and you will need to determine your 6-digit Maidenhead Square locator from your operating position, and there are many smartphone apps to help obtain this. Check out the WIA website for all the rules and other information. He is hoping for a great spring day. Hear you on the bands. And that comes 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. Contest news. 2021 WIA Contest Champion results. The WIA Contest Champion is awarded annually for the best combined effort in WIA-supported contests. It recognises those who have participated in multiple WIA contests, and submitted logs throughout the year. There were a total of 294 contestants during 2021. It's been a long wait for some of the 2021 contest results due to unfortunate circumstances, but the 2021 WIA contest champion results are now finalised. The winner of the Peter Brown VK4PJ Trophy for 2021 is Laurie Mew, VK5LJ, with a score of 520 points. Laurie acquired WIA Contest Champion points in 7 of the 9 eligible contests. Congratulations to Laurie. He has now won the WIA Contest Champion Trophy 4 years in a row. In second place went to Gerard Hill, VK2IO, with a score of 400 points. In third place went to Paul Simmons, VK5PAS, with a score of 340 points. In fourth place went to Diane Main, VK4DI, with a score of 336 points. In fifth place went to Richard Howlett, VK7ZBX, with a score of 300 points. And seventh place went to Andrew DeWater, VK7DW, with a score of 240 points. For more information, take a look at the WIA website address on the email edition of the broadcast. QSL News. Report from Herman VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at the 11th of November 2022 is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have recently changed your call sign or have received your first call sign, please let Herman know. The year you started using your call sign would be handy for Herman, as some cards received are occasionally from more than a decade ago. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email vk7bureau, all one word, at wia.org.au. That's come 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide news. VK7 Centenary Celebration. As announced a few weeks ago, we have confirmed that the centenary of organised amateur radio in Tasmania will be celebrated in June 2023. We are putting out a call to anyone who would like to be involved in a group to plan, organise and deliver the centenary activities. If you are interested, then please email vk7tw@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Justin, vk7tw. Thursday night, SSTV Nets. Another great net night that saw the following participants: VK7's ZAB, ZSB, PD, WP, ZIR, ZCF and ZBX, all sharing 24 photos. There were varied subjects like Launceston tourist icons, WWFF activation and an example of tree bracket fungus, vintage automobiles, an old trick of eating a TV, a talkie toaster and wise words from Holly, the spaceship's computer on Red Dwarf, space travel and galaxy projections, fluid stop valves using creative lighting. Remember Ken's VK7KRJ's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site allows anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on this page almost immediately, any time, both South and North Tasmania. A reminder in Southern Tasmania, VK7RAF, which is 146.65 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset, can be used both locally and linked to VK7RJG by using different CTCSS tones. 123 Hz for local southern operation and 141.3 Hz for linking RAF to VK7RJG. That's at 438.55 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset. We get underway from about 7:30 p.m. That's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now news from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club meeting. Please note, the venue change for the day only. On the 3rd of December, the club meeting will be held at Legion Park, which is off the Esplanade, behind the showgrounds at West Ulverston. Before the meeting, we will be having a barbecue commencing at midday at Legion Park. The park is accessed by turning east into Maud Street, off Queen Street, following the road to the river and barbecue facilities. This is a BYO food and drinks event. On site, there are two electric barbecues, toilets, running water and some seating and tables undercover. The club meeting will commence at 1:30 p.m. At the meeting, members must vote on whether they wish to adjust the yearly membership fees and what the fee will be. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated and visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell, or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. The alternate barbecue venue will be Air Force Park off Tasma Parade, West Ulverston. It is south of the rec centre, which has no toilets, but has two electric barbecues, no running water and some seating and tables undercover. If the weather conditions don't allow an outside barbecue, and meeting then, we will hold the meeting only at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer for the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417-354-410. That number again, 0417-354-410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. As promised last broadcast, we have an updated report from Roger, VK7ARN, on last weekend's safety communication crews horsing about. So over to Roger for some words. And he says, the 160-kilometre endurance ride, the 100-miler, is a feature of major endurance events, especially the annual nationally run Tom Quilty Gold Cup and of the various state championships. The Tasmanian Championships were held at Scottsdale on the 18th to 20th of November. There were three events, 160km starting at midnight on Friday night, the 95km starting at 05:30 and the 55km at 08:30. NTARC provided safety communications and rider tracking with a base at Santa Arena Park, Jetsonville, between Scottsdale and Bridport. Two checkpoints at Rodeo Road Crossroads and Rex's Race provided on-track monitoring and the ability to report progress. A relatively large crew was needed given the 24-hour time span of the 160km ride and the number of passes through each checkpoint. In Rodeo Road's case, the total number of horse and rider passes recorded was around 340 over almost the full 24 hours. Rex's Race was relatively short-lived with only 124 passes over about 12 hours. Most of the Rex's Race's crew dispersed to other duties when they became free. The NTARC crew were VK7's ZAB, ZSB, KPC, RC, ZTT and ARN. From the south were Wyson's VK7's TW and VWK, plus Richardson of ARN. Last-minute apologies were received from VK7RI, who was struck down with a positive COVID test, and from VK7ES, who grabbed a surgery opportunity arisen due to a late cancellation. The being continually improved NTARC RFID system, now widely known because of its exposure at the recent Tasmanian Expo, was successfully deployed. This left checkpoint operators minimally inconvenienced with radio operation and better able to focus on system monitoring via the local built-in system Wi-Fi. Rider numbers and times of passing were noted manually in case of a rare glitch in the system. This left time to be generally sociable with riders and occasionally horses. NTARC member Peter, SP, who was in Switzerland, occasionally phoned in and took over control of the main computer to check on the system during the event. We did have an issue when loading the rider list for the 55km event, as the system flagged there was a duplicate RFID card. It turned out the card from a rider in the 160km event that was vetted out had been reissued to the late entry in the 55km event. Thanks, Peter. The weather storm continued through much of the night, but had cleared to a fine day on Sunday morning to enable a pleasant pack-up and the presentation of awards to the riders and horses so deserving. The drives home were unremarkable, or not reported as otherwise, if in some cases long due to en route visitations, distance and Midland Highway roadworks. Reports from the client organisation were, once again, of a high degree of satisfaction with the services rendered. As usual, NTARC set up dual monitors in the public area to display the riders' progress through the three events. Andre noted, no one had used them for the first couple of hours. Having a look at the web server for the public Wi-Fi revealed the secret. all the strappers were sensible and using their phones to display the pages. Advertising of the service and instructions in its use had obviously paid off. Thank you, Roger, for the update. I know I was expecting this update, but I still get excited when people actually send items to be included in the broadcast. I can only reiterate NTARC's thank to Justin, Randall and Richard for the assistance provided and the considerable time involved in travelling from Hobart and Huonville, especially at the moment while the Midlands Highway is still undergoing an upgrade. As this is the last equine event for the year, it seems a logical time to thank Roger for his contribution in his role as Safety Communications Coordinator. He takes event preparations very seriously and produces a veritable dossier of meticulously prepared information covering the various aspects of a multiple ride course, including maps and RF path propagation calculations. Trust me, without this you wouldn't even be able to find some of the checkpoint locations, let alone know when to expect riders and from which direction. It all comes together and helps make an enjoyable event and a social occasion to get together with the knowledge that you are helping the community by providing safety communications. A more detailed account of the event, including photos, is available on the NTARC website under blogs. End of year celebration. This year's event will be on Tuesday the 13th of December, to be held at the family-friendly Mowbray Hotel. Those who wish to attend, please register the number of places required to the secretary or on the registration sheet soon to be provided at the club rooms. Registration is imperative as there will not be the ability to cater for late walk-ins on the night. It will be at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal. It's that time of the year again. All club members will soon receive emailed instructions on renewing your membership for 2023, which scarily is just around the corner. Upcoming events. Club Technical Night, Wednesday the 30th of November, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, 7:30 until late. Test Neck and TechNet, Wednesday the 7th of December. Test Neck CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Get warm while you catch up. Time is from 10 a.m. till noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. We currently have a couple of QSL cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in, check the QSL box, and join us for a cuppa and a chat. End of year celebration will be held on Tuesday the 13th of December at the Mowbray Hotel. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. End of year barbecue. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania will be holding its annual end of year barbecue on Wednesday the 7th December 2022 from 5 p.m. at the club rooms on the Domain. All members should have now received an email this week inviting them to the free catered event with a link to reserve your spot by grabbing your free tickets. This is to give us an idea of numbers so we can cater accordingly. If you didn't receive an email, it could be that your email address is not recording correctly, in which case please contact Tony, VK7VKT, with your current email address so he can resend the invitation. Email toneman@bigpond.com with your details. Friends of the club are also warmly invited to join us. Simply jump onto the REAST web Facebook page and click on the event to grab your free tickets. All members will receive more information in the coming weeks about membership renewals and the easiest, most convenient way of renewing your membership yet. Watch this space. We hope to see you along. And that's 73 from Tony, VK7VKT, on behalf of the membership group and the REST committee. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with guests Bob Stevenson, VK7BS, and Peter Alford, VK7AO, from the channel's Men Sheds, the CMS. Bob and Peter let the audience all about the Men Shed and many activities they get up to. They have a full metal and woodworking workshop, along with many other activities. The CMS is known as they made a huge range of things, including penguin boxes, nesting boxes for parrots, and supplying meals for the Louis van for Kingborough Helping Hands. These activities now include electronics, microcontrollers, and amateur radio. Bob, Peter, Gary, VK7JGD, and Brian, VK7BW, have set up an amateur radio station that includes a TS480, long-wire antenna, and ATU. Bob and Peter outlined how men can become involved in the Men's Shed on many levels. Thanks to Bob, Peter, and Gary for coming along. Richard, VK7ZBX, and Justin, VK7TW, then outlined the VHF-UHF Springfield Day that happens this weekend from 0100 UTC Saturday 26 through to 0059 UTC Sunday the 27th of November 2022. There are many sections that can be entered, including portable, home and rover, single or multiple operator, 8 or 24 hour, and all bands or four bands or single band. You can rework stations after 2 hours, and you can still use the logging program VKCL, and you will need to know your 6-digit Maidenhead Square locator. Richard and Justin went through the 2021 Spring VHF-UHF Field Day results that were recently posted. Justin then went through a recent museum he visited in St Helens called the Mainly Maritime Museum in 13 Pendrite Place. It includes models, historical documents, paintings, photos, and amazing history back 6 centuries. There is a huge library of information on current and old warships from many navies. Well worth a look when in St Helens. We finished with a reminder that the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo videos are available. This coming Wednesday night we will have something very special to hopefully show you. We will be demonstrating the Portsdown 4 project, transmitting a DVB-T signal and looking at the latest AR magazine and much more. We stream the nights on the REST YouTube channel. We go out on RF, DVB-T, 7 MHz standard deviation definition on 4045.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB to DTV dongle, yet you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night Signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the REST YouTube channel. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, Sewing Circle Net. Daily at 3.64 MHz commences at 5 p.m. AEDST. Statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF and VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VKRJG on 438.55 with a minus 7 MHz offset, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.65 with a minus 600 kilowatts offset. CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide, microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12, midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee sessions, Rachel Lee Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Technical Night, Wednesday the 30th November from 7:30 p.m. in the NTARC Club Rooms. NTARC Test Neck and Test Neck and Test TechNet, Wednesday the 7th of December, Test Net CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a Tech Net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.190 USB upper sideband. Reest Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reest DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms, also on DVB-TRF and YouTube streaming. CCARC, 28th of November, SSTV Nights from 7:30 p.m. using VK7 RMD 2 meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the 4th Monday in the month. And now events. VK NWTARC, 3rd of December, barbecue and club meeting and show and tell. Legion Park, which is off the Esplanade behind the showgrooms, grounds at West Ulverston from noon. Reest, 7th of December, club end of year barbecue for members from 5 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, 13th of December, end of year celebration at the family friendly Mowbray Hotel. It will be at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal, and let the secretary know if you are coming. VK7, June 2023, the VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. And ALARA, November 2023, ALARA Meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7FB. Repeaters, Reest, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio, Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres will be 1 VK7GS, 80 metres will be VK7ALH, 40 metres will be VK7JGD, 20 metres, do we have any takers? 10 metres will be VK7VKT, UHFCB Channel 15 will be VK7FMAC, and the DMR Talk Group will be Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C with VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or just missed VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News about 09:30 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. And on behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 and stay safe from Idris, VK7ZIR.